The Bible says, if you be willing. Amen. So it's a very important thing that we be willing to receive the blessings of God. Amen. The Bible says in the Gospel of St. Matthew and in the 16th chapter in the 24th verse, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny his self and take up the cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. Amen. And it goes on to tell us, what would it profit a man if he had gained the whole world and he lost his soul? What would he give in exchange for it? Simply rightly dividing that means that there's no price that can purchase life other than the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and there's not anything we can pay of our own self that will earn us eternal life. Only the blood of the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world, only that blood will gain us eternal life, and only through the acceptance of his plan and acceptance of him is the Christ can we be saved. See, we're living in a day today that people want to take just a section of the Bible. They want to take just the part of the Bible that they want to hear or fits what they want. But I believe today, to know him, amen, you have to take the full part of his Bible. You got to take the virgin birth. You've got to take the death, the burial, the resurrection. You got to take his return. You have to take it all, and you have to believe that he is the only begotten Son of God. There's many religions today that say that, well, they'll go on to say, well, he was one of the sons of God. No, he is the only begotten Son of God. Well, you and I, we are sons of God in that sense. But the key to it, you must be the only begotten Son of God. Amen. And that you must be born of virgin birth. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about different religious leaders, some of our former presidents, and even maybe the one we have now declares that, you know, all people that believe in a God is a Christian. I'm going to tell you something. Just believing in God is not sufficient. The devil believes that there is a God, but that does not make him saved, because he is ineligible to be saved. Amen. But to you and I today, we must believe more than a God. What is it? The AA Association, which no doubt they've done a lot of great work helping people get over alcoholism. But I believe the only true answer to alcoholism is turn to God and let God fill the void in your life and be delivered from it. But the AA, so I understand, they teach a teaching that whatever you draw strength from becomes your God. In other words, if you, the big oak tree in your front yard is what you get your strength from, that becomes your God. Well, these kind of teachings and doctrines does not hold water when it comes to the Word of God. Amen? Because we must believe that God is the only begotten Son of God, and in him is life, and there is life in none other. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son has not life. So you and I, if we want to inherit eternal life, we must go by God's former and God's plan. And the key to this thing is we must be willing. We must be willing to believe. We must be willing to accept. We must be willing. And I see a lot of people get through some of the first hurdles. I've seen a many person that was willing to get through the first hurdle of acceptance. And they said, well, we accept. Amen. They was willing to get through a part of a believing. Yes, we believe the word is what it is. But when they got to that hurdle of turning over their life to him, that's where they drove up a stake. Amen. See, man within himself is self-willed. Amen. We want our way. We want to do it our way. You take a little child and you see a little child just in their early years how determined they are to have their way. They will whine, they will cry, they will fuss, they will throw a tantrum, they will do anything they got to do just to bring about getting their way. Amen? And that's the reason we have to break that in a little child, because if we don't break it in a little child, then they don't have the understanding and the ability to break it in their life later on. For the Bible said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So today we understand and accept that one of the key principles of becoming a child of God is to be willing to be led by the Spirit. If we refuse to be led by the Spirit, we can't be a son of God. Because he said to be led of the Spirit makes you a son. So you've got to reverse the thing. If you are not willing to be led of the Spirit of God, then you cannot be a son. You cannot claim the rights to a son. But I'm glad today, amen, we can know the Lord, amen, and we can be led by his Spirit. We can crucify our will, amen. And that's what Calvary was all about. Here was one that was the Son of God that controlled all the angels. At one beck and call, he could have called all the angels to come to his rescue. But he chose to be obedient to the will of his Father which sent him, for he was not created by the will of man, by the will of flesh, but he was created by the Spirit, by the will of God. Amen. So if we can understand this today, amen. Here he set the perfect example when he said, Father, not my will, but thine be done. And if you want to be a victorious Christian today, you've got to come to the place that you break your will and say, okay, God, what's your will for me? Amen. Amen. And I have been a person in my life have tried to seek after the will of God. It's not always the things that I want to do. Amen. I can tell you up front, amen, there's a lot of things I can look out and see today is not the way that I will for it to be. It's not the way that I want it, amen. But I go back and check with God, and God says, okay, amen, this is what I want, amen. I look at our radio ministries, and I look at the different ministries, and I see things that I don't agree with, the course of it, and I'm right at a point of just about ready to shuffle a lot of the program and completely shuffle them all around. Amen. Maybe even close some doors and say, listen, that broadcast is not presentable to be aired on our station. You get in a real bunch of hornets when you start doing that. We have to go back and say, okay, Lord, it's not what I want, but it's you will. Amen. What do you want? Amen. We're living in a country, and I say this with all sincerity and love and understanding today. America is going down the drain. We are not, amen, something that I preached 30 years ago. People are now beginning to realize it. I preached that America in the end roundup, this thing would be destroyed and would not be a part of the picture. Bible theologians and Bible prophecy teachers are beginning to say the same thing. It wouldn't take nothing to stop these nuclear bombs over in the Middle East. But America won't stop it. We'll send foot soldiers over there and kill our boys off by the thousands. But we ain't got enough guts to march up and say, okay, this is it. You do what I say or that's it. See, America has been bought. It's been bought by foreign money. It's been bought with money of people that do not worship Jesus Christ as the Son of God. And because of that, we have lost. What was it Russia just said the other month? America is no longer considered as a superpower. We, on the face of the horizon of the nations of America, we are no longer accepted as a world superpower. We are laughed at and mocked and made fun of by the countries throughout the world. Our righteous lifestyle is taking us down. 90-some percent, 95-96% of all tranquilizer type medicines is took by American people. America is so drunk that America don't know where and what's going on. We want it now. We want it now. We don't want to wait for tomorrow. We want everything right now. We want everything instant. We've hung drive-thrus out on everything. We've got drive-thrus. Even you can go to certain funeral chapels and you don't have to go in. You go to a drive-thru booth and an arm comes out and you sign the register. We've got drive-thru everything. We've got instant. We've got get it now. And this attitude and spirit of greed, and I'll have mine and nobody else is going to get it because I'm going to get what I want. It is destroying America day by day. We have turned our back upon God, and days without number, we have forgot God. Amen. We have let spirits of complacency come in, and everything else in the world has took over the worship of God. And God said he would seek the true worshiper to worship him, and they would worship him in spirit and truth. Most churches don't even know what worship is. We say we go to morning worship. Hear the program come on the other day and somebody said, what is that, the obituary? I said, no, that's coming live out of a church service. But it sounds like morgue music. It sounds like the obituary. We run into church for a few minutes on Sunday morning. And it's been so long since most churches ever got over in the spirit to worship God, where they allowed the Spirit of God, they allowed the Holy Ghost to come in, and more people could weep and cry and be touched of God and feel his Spirit and lift up holy hands and praise him and glorify and magnify his name. But we have removed ourselves from the presence of God. And for that reason, we no longer have the power to back up what we say. As a nation, we're on the verge of our dollar being devaluated till it becomes almost worthless. We're right on the threshold of the world dollar being brought about. We're right on the threshold of the 10 common markets, amen, and those common nations of coming in control to control the world, and that'll be the superpower of the world. America will be pushed to the side like you throw away garbage. And we'll fall because when we knew God, we failed to praise him or worship him. And that's the reason homosexuality is on a rampage. We've got a bill coming up just in a few months that Congress has to ratify that it's acceptable for states to have same-sex marriages, and you better pray that we've got enough men that's got something in them that sits in that Congress of this nation that says no, no, 1,000 times no, marriage is between a male and a female, because we are signing our death certificate. We're signing our doom. We're paving our way to hell. Because we fuse and we deny the deity of Jesus Christ. We deny the power of his Christ and the power of his Spirit. And for that reason, we are coming to a place. See, it's hard to stand up against countries when them countries own you. When you pay a national debt to countries that does not believe in your God. And it's so said, our former president said it so boldly, anybody that believes in God is a Christian. And he plainly said that the Bible is not the infallible word of God, but it's just a book of good stories. I'm going to tell you something. We need a revival in America. We need a revival in America. But see, my friend, you got to be willing. You got to be willing. In the Old Testament, they fell under dictatorship when they failed to worship God. And America has fallen under. We're losing our freedom rights. were falling under as basically a dictatorship within our own self. The men elect to go to the White House and turn past laws that bring us under bondage. We're getting ready to see the health care laws changed and passed to the point that it'll control with the government, a government that leaves Christ out, a government said that this former season that we just passed of Christmas, government said that it's all right to put up Santa Clauses and it's all right to have Frosty the Snowman, but in any of our public schools or anything to do with the public tax dollars, cannot in any way represent Jesus Christ. They cannot put up any pictures of Jesus Christ. They cannot put up any pictures of nativity scenes. But you can put old Frosty and old Santa Claus. You can hang him anywhere you want to. And you can holler happy holidays. Amen. She ain't supposed to say Merry Christmas. And the tree, amen, on the White House lawn can no longer be the Christmas tree, but it had to be the holiday tree, or it had to be the country tree. It had to be something else. They couldn't put Christ in it. Amen. I seen that devil sticking his head up 30, 40 years ago when they started spelling Christmas Xmas. Amen. I never would abbreviate that way. I never would write it that way. I abbreviate Christmas if I have to abbreviate it C/mus, which the C stands for Christ. X, amen. Oh, they say, well, that's just the proper English. When you X out a word, you use the X. Well, when you X out Christ, that's what you're doing. Amen. He is our hope. He is our salvation. He is our life. He is our rock. He is our high tower. He is everything. Amen. He's the bread of life. Amen. He's the rock we are standing on. Amen. Our high tower, our soon coming king. He's Lord of lords. Amen. And if you reject Christ, you've rejected life. Amen. God continues by his word. Amen. And he imparts to us his word, and it's what we do with it. Amen. The Bible says, amen, in Mark the 8th chapter in verse 34, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said to them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Amen. Notice that key verse where he said, whosoever will. Whosoever will, let him come. Amen. Whosoever will. That means choose. Amen. You choose what you want to do about it. You can choose life or you can reject life. Amen. And God continues, amen, in his word in the 10th chapter, in verse 21, amen. He simply, amen, makes it plain again here when he said, amen. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, thou likest one thing. This is the man that had great riches. Go thy way and sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven. And come and take up the cross and follow me. Amen. There again, amen, that willingness. This man, according to the word of God, was grieved. Amen. He was sad, in verse 22, at this saying, and went away grieved. Amen. For he had great possessions. Amen. God continues, amen, through his word. If we look in Luke, amen, we could spend, if time permitted, we could spend an hour or more, amen, going from chapter to chapter and verse to verse that backs up the principle of what I'm talking about today. We've got to be willing to allow God to be all in all. He only asked for one position, number one. Amen. You must make him number one in your life. You must make him number one, amen, in every choice that you make, amen. And here he said in Luke, the 9th chapter in verse 23, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me, amen. And he goes on, when he starts the 24th verse, he uses that powerful word again, whosoever will. Amen. The choice. The choice is yours today. You have to make the choice. Amen. Those listening in your automobiles, your homes, or wherever you may be listening today, you have got to make the choice. I can't make it for you. Amen. Your mom, dad might have been great Christians. Amen. But you have to make the decision yourself. What am I going to do with that man called Christ? Amen. What am I going to do with the one called Jesus? Amen. You can make him Lord of your life. You can follow after his will for your life. It's up to you what you do. Now then, the Bible says, and I've said this a many times before I read this verse in Galatians, the 6th chapter, in verse 12. I've said this repeatedly time after time after time. If you have something that you claim to be salvation and religion, and it has no commitment to it, amen, and it has no suffering to it, you better go back and check, because you probably don't have the real thing. Amen. The word says, amen, in Galatians, the 6th chapter, and in verse 12. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecutions for the cross in Christ. Amen. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they might glory in your flesh. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Here it simply tells us and makes it clear. If you follow Christ, you are going to suffer persecutions. Amen. If you think it's going to be a walk in the park or a Sunday school picnic to serve God, you're mistaken. Because, amen, I'm going to tell you something today, amen, as you serve God, you're going to be persecuted for his namesake. But what did the Bible say? Did the Bible say go turn yourself in at the office and tell them to take your name off the book? No. Did the Bible tell you, amen, to moan and groan and whine and cry? Amen. No, the Bible said when you're persecuted for his namesake, to rejoice. Amen. Because when you are persecuted for his namesake, it makes it clear and plain who you're serving. Amen. And we as humans and most Christians want to take the easy way out. Well, I'm going to tell you, the way to glory ain't the easy way. Amen. It's the broad way that leads to destruction. Amen. It's that old rough, rocky road. Amen. That's the one leads to eternal life. Amen. And we have to choose what we want. Amen. But he's plainly offered unto you and to me today the way. Amen. And he gives you the privilege of whosoever will choose. Amen. Who that which is willing. The Bible says there must first be a willing mind in you. If you're going to serve God, there's got to be a willing mind. The old expression, you can take a horse to lead him to water, but you can't make him drink. A lot of people try to serve God with that formula. Oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. But when God wants their commitment, I don't have time. Most people serve God like a spare tire. Amen. A spare tire is only there in case of emergency when you need him. Amen. And I heard a young preacher preach early in a message today on one of the broadcasts, and he talked about how that things have changed. It used to be that come Christmas that even the world acted pretty religious during Christmas, and everybody got their good clothes on, and they went through the manger scene, and they went through all the symbolic reasons and purpose of Christmas. Amen. But he said, you've seen a change to the world. Don't even want to have nothing to do with it. Amen. They just bypass it. Amen. Big lot of the world get drunk and don't even know when it comes. Amen. They just wiped out by the, you know, something that's drunken them. Amen. If they're not drunken by drugs, if they're not drunken by narcotic medicines, or not drunken by alcohol, they're drunken by the cares of life. The Bible said, be therefore sober. Amen. We need a sober mind. A sober mind that can concentrate on the things of God. Amen. And I know the world and the devil and the cares of life are so pushing you. They're so pushing you to the point that you're saying, I don't have time. I don't know what to do. Amen. It's time to be holy. It's time to take out time from everything else and say, God, I want to accept your will for my life. If you've accepted him as Lord and Savior, now you need to give your will to him, that he can begin to work in your life. Amen. If you've not accepted him as Lord and Savior, you need to accept him as Lord and Savior and turn your will over to him and say, God, would you work in my life? Would you, amen, work in the depth of my soul? I want that eternal life. I want my will, amen, to be, amen, pushed to the back, and I want your will to be exalted in my life. Amen. And then when that begins to take place, amen, yes, we will be persecuted. Amen. Yes, we will be laughed at. Yes, we will have to deny, amen, ourselves and take up our cross and follow him. And in being doing so, amen, that's the reason a lot of young people have such a hard time of being Christians, is because the peer pressure pushes them to do. And they, you know, the old favorite cliche is, Mom and Daddy, I've got to do this because this is what everybody else is doing. I'll just die if I don't get to be like everybody else. Well, you're going to die because you were like everybody else. Amen. A lot of them are dying out here on drugs, dying out here on alcoholism and everything in the world. They're dying a physical death. But the sad thing about it, they're dying a spiritual death because they're denying Christ. Amen. We need to accept him and his plan. Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask you today, God, we preach this message upon the willing. Lord, I ask you today that men and women hear this message, that it'll change their life, that impact of anointing will go with it. Wherever they receive it, in their homes or automobiles, or Lord, whether it's downloaded later to be played, amen, as they listen to this message, amen, that the anointing on it will never lose its power, and the conviction power of the Holy Ghost will launch forth out of this message to the ears and the hearts of whosoever will hear it, in Jesus' name. Save, deliver, set free, heal that is afflicted. Lord, in Jesus' name, we ask you, God, to empower your people with healing and with thy anointing. Give us victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen.